Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher plans to unveil a new citywide cleanliness initiative in the coming weeks. He says an assessment is underway using city data, social media, and community input to determine areas that need concentrated help to be more clean and green. News of the initiative comes in the wake of a report from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting that found areas plagued most by trash often lack public trash bins. Jacob Ryan with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has more.
Fisher says cleanliness sets the tone for a city.
It's an emphasis for every part of the city to be clean and green.
But a review of city data by the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting found residents in the Urban Services District last year made more than 6,000 trash-related reports to the city's 311 service. And 73% of these reports weren't within one block of a city trash can. Many of these areas are home to the city's poorest residents. Some said they feel neglected and believe city leaders would rather invest resources in tourist hotspots than in neighborhoods. Fisher says it's important to review trash bin locations as they relate to trash complaints.
That's an important data point for us. So if it's not being done, it will be done.
The citywide cleanliness initiative will begin with a pilot program in Shelby Park and Smoketown. There, city crews have been working with residents to scour the streets and alleys to develop a cleanliness index. In coming weeks, crews will implement specific plans to try to reduce the prevalence of trash, like providing residents with larger waste containers for curbside pickup and reworking collection schedules, and also putting more public trash cans in neighborhoods. Louisville Metro Councilwoman Sherry Bryan Hamilton represents District 5, which includes Shawnee, Portland, and parts of Russell, where there have been hundreds of resident trash complaints. Hamilton in the past has used her limited discretionary funding to purchase trash cans for her district, and she says more cans are needed, but she said the Public Works Department should foot the bill, not council members.
You know what I mean? It's their responsibility.
But trash cans alone won't solve the problem, she says. People also have to use the cans once they're out there. I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville.